So it is a feast day for the celebration of the dedication of a church building. It's one of the most magnificent church buildings you will ever see. But nonetheless, it is a building. Although the readings today speak about something greater than a building, a new Jerusalem constructed from living stones, a new Jerusalem that doesn't possess within it a temple nor a lamp, that the Lamb is the light of the city of God, and the living stones that make it up have become so imbued with His divine presence that the entire city is the sanctuary. It is a feast day about a building, but it is about the church. It is about you and me. As a priest, it's very hard to navigate the preservation of buildings. You know, some are blessed with new buildings, with new air conditioning and new LED lights and new electrical systems and new heating and air conditioning and all of those things. And some have churches that are 100 and some years old. To balance taking care of a building when we know that the building itself is not the church. This building is an outward sign. It should be an outward sign of every single person who attends church here. Telling children, we don't run in the church, we don't yell in the church, we don't do this in the church, we don't do that in the church. And yet we treat our bodies so poorly. We set apart this space and we fix it up and we do all of these great things for it. And yet we refuse to see the dignity and worth of each other. It's a feast day about a building. But it is a feast day about the bride of Christ. Jesus makes it very clear, his body. Who will be his body? He will raise it up in 3 days. They had turned a place of worship into a marketplace. It's funny because usually we get this reading about the time that I have to announce, oh, and after Mass today, there'll be a raffle tickets on sale in the back. See the people that are selling those. Also, don't forget to sign up for this thing or that raffle, or they're selling these in the back of the church. Just happens to be the day. Like, makes me laugh. Seeing the readings today, my brothers and sisters, a great affirmation of who you are, of the destiny of everyone who believes in Jesus Christ, who is washed by the blood of the Lamb and filled with the river of life, the Holy Spirit planted within you that wells up to eternal life. See what happens in the first reading. Wherever this river flows, there is life in abundance. And we're not talking life in Kansas where there's beautiful soil and all of these things and temperatures. We're talking about there in the desert lands. That river flows and produces life everywhere. The presence of God poured out upon the church. You have become a temple, a dwelling place for the Most High. Do you know how much more desirable it is to dwell within you than in a building? The human family is a mystery unto itself, that ultimately God desires to dwell within you. If you can't see that, if you can't understand it, allow him to speak to you today about your worth and your dignity and your value and his desire that you be made holy in him.